Hello and welcome to the latest episode of SFA Oxford's podcast. In this episode, we're going to be giving an overview of the latest Iridium and Ruthenium quarterly report. I'm joined by Dr. Sandeep Kayla, who is advancing demand research for PGMs and other critical metals to support SFA's accurate metal price forecasting. So, Sandeep, my first question to you is this. What role do iridium and ruthenium play in the hydrogen economy?
First of all, it's quite important to contextualise hydrogen and why it's so important in the energy transition. Hydrogen is set to play a leading role in the energy transition. And, you know, there are many colours of hydrogen, from green, blue, pink, even yellow. But the hydrogen that's going to be part of the net zero system will be either blue hydrogen, which captures and stores carbon dioxide produced in the process, or green hydrogen, which requires electricity from renewable sources. Green hydrogen is produced by splitting water by electrolysis, and one of the ways that you can do this is by using a PEM electrolyzer, which requires iridium and ruthenium catalysts. Iridium serves as an excellent catalyst for the oxygen evolution reaction, and there's a very good trade-off between activity and stability. And at the moment, there are no suitable alternatives that can do the job as well as iridium can on the anode side. However, what we are seeing is ruthenium playing an increasingly important role here. You know, we're seeing alloys of iridium and ruthenium, which is helping to bring down loadings of iridium over time. Iridium has always been the star of the show, but, you know, there's definitely room for ruthenium to take that title as things move forward.
What is the issue with iridium?
Iridium makes a fantastic catalyst, and it can really withstand the harsh conditions of the PEM electrolyzer, but it's not abundant, and that's a major concern. There are about 7 tons mined every year as a byproduct of platinum production, South Africa making up about 80% of overall production. We're seeing a range of loadings out there, and those loadings in the electrolyzers are coming down gradually. But if we take an average of 1 gram per kilowatt, then you'd need about 1 ton of iridium per gigawatt. So just to put this into context, you know, the EU strategy set a target for 100 gigawatts of green hydrogen by 2030, with about 40% made using European electrolyzers. So let's presume for a minute that 40% is PEM. This would equate to about 40 tons of iridium. So that's a massive issue. Primary supply won't be adequate enough to meet that demand. It's also important to bear in mind that iridium is also used in other industrial end uses, which will leave a situation where there is a serious constraint on the amount of iridium available for the hydrogen economy. I mean, this can be relieved by recycling and thrifting, of course. This is something that we are really looking into, because the potential to alleviate some of these pressures through recycling and thrifting is really important.
So as well as offering clarity on the supply of iridium, what else is covered in the report?
There's a big emphasis on primary supply trends, including South Africa's power crisis and what this actually means for the amount of metal produced and what's available. But, you know, we've also looked at the other side, which is, you know, the demand trends, including technological advancements and general shifts in technology, as well as kind of new and emerging applications and any areas where there's a possibility for substitution to alternative materials. You know, this is a really important topic at the moment because, as I said previously, there's great demand for iridium in industrial applications. However, I don't think that is going to be sustainable, and alternative materials will have to be found in some applications. So this is something that we're looking at very, very closely and assessing the feasibility of these alternative materials. We're also kind of looking at macroeconomic outlook and trade flows and how this kind of impacts the supply-demand balance at the end of the day.
So who is this report for? Who really benefits from this?
The report would be of benefit to anyone along the iridium and ruthenium value chain, producers would be particularly interested in this report because it provides a five-year forecast and also a review of the last quarter and also kind of sets the landscape for the future of iridium and actinium, as well as kind of highlighting things that have surfaced over the last 3 months or so. Further along the value chain, I'd say fabricators and end users, you know, in order to understand demand trends and how kind of industrial end users might shift their usage of iridium and how this kind of affects the overall market balance. I'd say finally, you know, any of the hydrogen producers just highlighted how important iridium and ruthenium are to the hydrogen economy taking off and actually becoming a reality. PEM electrolyzers, as it stands, the iridium and ruthenium are the only catalysts that can do the job well enough. So in order to ensure that you can produce hydrogen with the technology that you have, being able to understand supply and demand of iridium and ruthenium is extremely important.
Thank you, Sandeep, for giving us an overview of the iridium and ruthenium quarterly. Our quarterly reports are supported with an hour-long call with our analysts to help answer any questions that you may have. For more information on the report itself, there will be a link in the description which will take you through to the website page. Thank you very much for listening.